I'm Wayne Wood, and this is the Watching the Wheels podcast, based on the column from the Vanderbilt University Medical Center house organ. Today's column is titled, Morning Person, Night Person, Sleepy Person. There is no more powerful force in the universe than the one that keeps me in bed on a dark, chilly fall morning. I include in this statement any new forces yet to be identified by that new high-energy particle accelerator in Switzerland. The bed force is at its strongest when the dark and chill are accompanied by the sound of falling rain, because I hate getting up in the dark. Allow me to elaborate. Wait a minute while I get my thesaurus here. I loathe getting up in the dark. I despise getting up in the dark. Seriously, we need to do something about this crisis of the dwindling daylight. There is less light now than even a couple of weeks ago. I don't want to panic anybody, but it seems as though the sun is going away. I know. The end of daylight savings time has realigned the day so that sunrise is earlier. But I'm telling you, I think the whole thing's a scam. It seems to me as though for every minute of daylight we gain at the beginning of the day, we lose a minute in the afternoon. Moving an hour of our diminishing daylight around isn't the solution, unless what you want to do is create instant mini jet lag for the entire population. No, what we need is a bold solution that involves putting a giant mirror into orbit from its perch high above Nashville. This mirror can catch the rays of the sun while it is still far below the horizon and reflect that glorious sunlight right outside my house, so that I might possibly have a prayer of getting up in the morning. For a couple of months in high summer, I can at least sort of see what a morning person feels like. When I wake up then, sunlight is peeking around the blinds, birds are singing, and even though it's early morning, the world feels like a place I want to be. But when the floor is chilly, the room is dark, and the clock insists in the face of all evidence that it's time to get up, the only part of the world I want to be in is in my bed. My wife, Sharon, of course, is the opposite. She wakes up early with a sharp mind and a cheerful attitude. This produces a great deal of jealousy on my part. What would it be like to actually be fully awake before 7 a.m.? What would it be like, for that matter, to be fully awake before 11 a.m. Now, maybe you're thinking that since I'm not a morning person, then it must mean that I'm a night person. Well, that was certainly once true. For a couple of summers in college, I sometimes worked the night shift at a campus computing center, and that meant that I got off work at midnight. I loved it. The commute home was easy, since the streets were deserted. The all-night DJ on the local rock station played nonstop music with no commercials. And it was a cool feeling moving through the city at a time when the rest of the world seemed to be asleep. I thought those work hours would be just about perfect. The problem is, as I've gotten older, I'm no longer that much of a night person either. If I start out after dinner watching some TV show in which some intrepid detectives are looking for a killer, it's disturbingly common for me to doze off and never learn who the killer is. Was it the estranged parent, the jilted girlfriend, the mysterious stranger who happened to be walking his dog at the murder scene? Beats me. And since I'm not exactly proud of nodding off during the show, drooling on my shirt, almost falling onto the floor, I'm too proud to ask Sharon about the killer's identity. So, unless I happen to see a rerun, I'll never know. This never used to happen when I watched the Mod Squad while avoiding finishing my algebra homework. So, through all these months of fall and winter, as the days are short and light is scarce, I'm in hibernating bear mode, groggy in the morning and drowsy at night. I guess I could move somewhere with more conducive light, the way people used to move to Arizona for sinus problems, but I'm not sure where that would be. It may have been during some early morning, half asleep, half awake time that I recalled, maybe from a college astronomy course, who knows, that everywhere on Earth gets the same amount of daylight a year. The light's just spread around differently. So, if I move to one of the poles, the distribution is 6 months light, 6 months dark. Great. I'd never get up for half the year. But at the equator, all days are pretty much the same length all year round. But then I think, what? No long summer days, just an unchanging 12 hours of daylight year in, year out? Well, that would be a loss too. There appears to be no good solution on Earth, unless you count that big mirror orbiting above my house. I'm sleepy. Watching the Wheels is the editor's column of the Vanderbilt University Medical Center house organ, a collection of Watching the Wheels columns subtitled Cheap Irony, Righteous Indignation, and Semi-Enlightened Opinion is available at Amazon.com. Visit House Organ on the web at the Vanderbilt Medical Center homepage under the tab News and Publications. For Vanderbilt University, I'm Wayne Woods.